It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau. Texas has one of the highest rates of uninsured adults in the nation. That's according to a report released this week from Georgetown University and University of North Carolina. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
The study found that states like Texas, where officials chose not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, have higher rates of non-elderly adults living in rural areas without health insurance. According to researchers, the uninsured rate for low-income adults in Texas is 36% for rural areas and small towns and 29% in metro areas. Jack Hoadley, a research professor at Georgetown University, says those are high uninsured rates across the board.
And expansion can bring both of those down, but it's even higher in those rural areas where people have fewer opportunities to get insurance through their jobs. Maybe unemployment rates are higher and other things that make it harder to keep health insurance.
Broadley says one out of seven people in Texas live in rural areas where there are a large number of hospitals closing. He says Medicaid expansion could have helped some rural hospitals and other medical providers keep their doors open and in turn keep people in those communities healthier. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
A major difference has emerged in the race for New Mexico's Secretary of State. Current Secretary Maggie Toulouse Oliver says the office has an advocacy role to encourage voter participation. In a recent forum held at KRWG Public Media, Toulouse Oliver endorsed open primaries. Currently, New Mexico has a closed primary system, so voters who are not registered with a political party may not vote in primary elections. Here are the responses from the candidates on whether New Mexico should have an open primary system. First, we'll hear from Republican Dr. Gavin Clarkson, then Libertarian Ginger Grider, and finally Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, the Democratic candidate.
Well, I think there are arguments both for and against open primaries, but the role of the Secretary of State is to implement the law as passed by the legislature. So it actually doesn't matter what my personal position is on open primaries. If the legislature asks me to come up with a policy position on open primaries, with my staff, I will do the analysis. I will make the arguments both for it and against it. But again, my position is that the Secretary of State's role is not to make law. The Secretary of State's role is to enforce the existing law. And unfortunately, we've had too much problem with that in the past, and that's something that needs to stop. And fortunately, the Supreme Court gave a very, very clear answer. The Secretary of State does not get to make any law. They don't get to do anything that the legislature hasn't done or hasn't given the authority to do. So while your question's a very valid question, and there's lots of arguments on both sides about open primaries, and there are some people who can make arguments for it and some people make arguments against it, my role is not to decide that. My role is to implement the law as passed by the legislature, and that's what I will do as Secretary of State.
Ms. Grider, your position on this open primaries?
My position is just almost mirrored of Mr. Clarkson's. You stole my answer, Gavin.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. I feel very much the same way. I feel like it is an administrative position, and then in no shape, form, or fashion should the office ever be used for partisanship or trading favors or anything, nor should any government office, absolutely, but that this is the gatehouse to the most precious thing that we have, and that is the ability of the citizenry to access its representative government, and that government should be allowed, that the citizen should be able to instruct the government in how we want it to be run, that it not happen to us, but that we instruct our government like it was originally intended. Government should not be a thing that happens to the citizens or at them, but one that they are involved deeply in and they instruct the government and the state of New Mexico. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Oliver, you've expressed support for open primaries. If you could talk about that.
Absolutely, I do support open primaries, and I view my role as the Secretary of State as one of an advocacy role to provide expertise and information to the legislature when they consider this decision. And that expertise comes from years of administering elections, again, in Bernalillo County, the largest county in the state, in which I saw primary election after primary election, in which voters came to the polls, went out of their way, took the time out of their day to show up and cast a ballot in a primary election, and either they found that they weren't a registered voter voter weren't registered with a major party, or that they thought they were registered with a major party, and for whatever reason, the voter rolls did not reflect that, and were either turned away from the polls or had to cast a provisional ballot that wasn't counted. In every primary election around the state, we have literally thousands of provisional ballots that go uncounted from people who want to have their voice heard at the polls, who want to express that opinion. In many primary elections throughout the state, the primary election is the general election, because we have a number of districts around the state in which we don't have a major party opponent running in the general. And so that's the last stop. That's the last opportunity for a voter to have their say in what will ultimately be the outcome of an election. And so for me, to allow those folks who are showing up, who are taking the time out of their day to get their voice heard at the polls, and who are not already registered with a major party, we should open up the process to allow them to do that. It will enhance participation in our elections and enhance our democracy.
Those were the candidates for New Mexico's Secretary of State. You can watch the entire forum on the Newsmakers page in the local TV section at krwg.org.